Okay, fine. Here we go. So the as we were saying before, in terms of Avraham Lichtenstein, it's your time. We're going to dedicate his the Torah that we learned today, of course, in his memory. Who was really, really a really incredible, incredible individual. More stories perhaps at another time. Let's begin our learning because we've already done a bit of a preamble. So we're going to start with the famous Ramban Kedoshim Tiyus. When the Torah tells us Kedoshim, what does that mean? Right? What does it mean, Kedoshim Tiyus? So a Rashi says, I'll tell you what Kedoshim Tiyus is separate yourself from. What is Kedoshim Tiyus for Rashi? Prushimin Arayos, right? Now, why does he say that? Well, it's very simple. I turn back to the end of Achrimot, and what does it say at the end of Achrimot is Parshas Arayos, right? So therefore, specifically, avoid the Arayos. How do you maintain the levels of Kedusha? Referring to last week's Parsha, or in many weeks, same Parsha. And that's what it's referring to. Okay, the Ramban isn't going to argue, but he's going to say that it's more expansive and not limited just to Arayos. Rather, it's going to be more expansive. Famous Ramban, let's see it inside. So we're going to actually start this Ramban when the line that begins, the Fi Da'ati, which is not going to be very helpful for many of you because we don't have the same one. If you go to the Fi Da'ati, it's about a block, a few lines into the Ramban. I bet you there's a paragraph that begins the Fi Da'ati. If I was a betting man, it's a paragraph. For you, in yours, it's over here. The Fi Da'ati, right here. There's a period right before it. Prushim, over here, the Fi Da'ati. You have it? I figured it's a new paragraph. Okay, good. The Fi Da'ati. Right there. Here we go, the Fi Da'ati. In HaPrishus HaZo Lifrosh Bin Arayos Kedivei Rav. Not just separate yourself from it. That's not Kedoshim to you. What does it mean to be holy? Aval HaPrishus He HaMuzker B'chomakom B'tamud. You see this concept of separation referred to everything in the Gemara. Shabbalah Nigrim Prushim. Because we know that in fact, who are called Prushim? Who are the Prushim? Who are the Pharisees?
Were
Chazal, right? That's what they referred themselves as. Okay. That's not what he's referring to. Meaning, that's not limited to. Vinyan ki atarayis hira ba'arayos. And you show the Torah warns us about forbidden relationships. U'b'machalim asurim. And forbidden foods. Ve'itira. And permitted habia ish bishto. To have intimacy between husband and wife. V'achilat basar v'yayin. And the eating of meat and partaking of wine. Im kein. If so, you might say bala taivim akom liyot shatuv bezimas ishto. A person who has this tremendous sexual desire can find themselves all the time with their wife. Nishav harbo. Or otherwise, remember, according to the Torah, you can have more than one wife. So you can find yourself always having physical relations with your various wives. Or liyot bisuveyayin. You could be mamish a shikar. You could be a drunkard, right? What's a person who drinks? There's a word. Person drinks a lot of wine is a. There's a fancy word. Can't remember the word. Doesn't matter. Ubizole basar lamo. What was that?
It's better that we don't know.
That you don't know it is, right? Or a person who's, you could eat steak after steak after steak. I once heard. It's a good line. There's a rabbi here, Rav Yoel Binun, used to always say that it doesn't make sense that on a piece of bread you wash and you bench and a salad. Yeah, and on like steak, you eat three steaks, which are worth a tremendous amount of money. You wash it on any meal, yeah. Okay.
Wash on a meal of salad.
So that's really, anyways, but the point is that you could literally, you could be an upstanding Torah abiding Jew. You're not doing, but rabbi, show me what I'm violating. And the answer is, yeah, there's nothing there. Vidaber kirtzono. This, by the way, I find fascinating. He actually says, Vidaber kirtzono, and he can speak according to his will, b'chol hanavalos, and speak profanities. I was at a meeting today. I'm not going to, this person, literally, he spoke for 4 minutes, and he, out of his mouth, were words not, these words were in the English dictionary, I understand, but they began, it's like appropriate to say in front of the student, the population. I went over to him, I said, you have to use those words. It's dead. Does it make you sound cool when you say them? Like, do you want to like show that you're like cool? Like, you want to be like one of the students, or do you want to elevate yourself? And I don't know if you appreciate it. I told him it's a Ramban. Whatever. Shalohuskar Isser Bazibatora. Doesn't say in the Torah, don't swear. Don't speak profanities, right? Doesn't say that anywhere. This line is like super famous, right? Nava is a villain with the authority of the permission of the Torah. Meaning, when the person asks, Rabbi, show me the Torah where it says I can't swear. You're right. You can't point to it. You're right. Says the Ramban, it does say it. So shim to you. That's what Naval. So the Ramban understands Naval Beshuta Torah, Kedoshim to you is a call, is an aspiration, is a longing, is a yearning, is a model, is something that we have to place in front of us as this is what I have to strive for and yearn for and try to attain. And therefore the Torah, after the Torah says X is forbidden, Y is forbidden. You know what else? Kedoshim to you. You should also separate yourself from permitted things. Now, if I was like a scholar in the Bible, I would say the Ramban is being a little bit influenced by the Christians around him. Right? Ramban lived in Christendom, he lived in Christian countries, and that was a very Christian concept. That's what monks did. They separated themselves from the physical pleasures of the world. Right? They might have done other things too, but in theory, that's what they were saying. That a Talmud Chacham should not find. It's a very crude expression, right? Torah scholars should not find themselves. Should not find themselves with their wives like chickens. Now, I definitely do not know enough about biology and about animal biology, but. Clearly, he's saying something which... Anyway, we're just going to move on. And you should only have relations with your wife to fill the mitzvah. And you should save yourself from wine. Have the bare minimum. There's a very, 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 very famous Ramban on Nazir, which is, later on, right? I don't know why I flipped this, because it's not even in Vayikra, but it's just like a habit to flip pages. What does the Ramban say? Why does a Nazir bring a Korban Chatas at the end of his Yemei Naziro? According to the Ramban, because he should have been a Nazir forever. He stepped down from holiness, right? It's a classic Ramban, which is the Shitato, right? Fits very nicely between what he's saying over here. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. That's good enough, but for our purposes, we're Yotzei Naval Beshuta Torah. We're Yotzei the most famous Ramban, probably, on Chumash. Okay, let's fast forward to.
It's also like the definition of
Kedoshim.
Separate.
There's a lot more to say on this. Kedoshim to you, yeah. That's like Kedoshim, right? What's Kedoshim? Okay, Kiddush, Kedusha, Kaddish. Hekdesh.
You're separating and then elevating.
Right, exactly.
But also elevating.
Shabbos Kodesh, right. Okay, let's jump to Yud Daled. Pasuk Yud Daled. Okay, this is going to require a lot of thought.
Where are we?
Jumping to Pasuk Yud Daled. Lo tek alel cheresh. Not allowed to curse a. Cheresh is a. Death mute. And in front of a blind person, lo titemashu. Once again, another famous pasuk, v'yareisam elokecha and yashem. From a blind person to put a stumbling block, and you should fear God. You should fear your God, I am God. Okay, the obvious question is, what is the pshat of this pasuk? What is this pasuk trying to tell us? Is this trying to say, if there's a blind person, don't put a banana peel in front of them, right? Right? That's what trying to say? But then what about a Lotech al Cheresh? That guy is a beep, 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 but guess what? Can't hear. So is that the pasuk? Is this what the pasuk is trying to tell us, right? Seems to be very straightforward. It's not complicated. It is very complicated. See the Ramban. Says the Ramban. What did I just do? I don't know why I flipped so many pages back. Okay, says Ramban. Are you allowed to curse a non-deaf person? Can you go over to Baruch Hashem? We don't appreciate our auditory ability sometimes. You should appreciate them. Am I allowed to curse a deaf person? Or is it only usher to curse a... Sorry, am I allowed to curse a non-deaf person? It's only usher to curse a deaf person. What does your intuition say?
You can.
You can't curse it. So why does the Torah tell us, eh? a deaf person, a cheresh.
Maybe it was obvious. I mean, there are other things that are obvious that the Torah commands us, but I would say, like, you could infer from you can't curse someone who's a deaf mute that you can't curse someone who can hear you.
Oh, so maybe a kavah chomer. What's a kavah chomer? A person that can hear what you're saying. You can curse him. He's going to hear you. He's going to clock you. Right? The difference with, but a deaf mute, they're never going to seek revenge against you. So maybe it's kavah chomer. If a person that's not going to hear you can't curse, then a guy, or maybe you can say the opposite. No. You can say the opposite. You can say, well, that guy will clock you. So you'd be more careful to do it. The idea is, no, the person that can't hear you, and now you understand, fear God. Why? Because who's going to clock you? Hashem will clock you. Right? The guy can't clock you. You know, Yankala can't clock you because he's deaf mute. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Dayan, right? Okay. Let's read the Ramban. Ein li cheresh minayin l'rabot kol adam. What about everybody? Tamud lomar ba'amcha lo ta'or. Oh, says Ramban, we already know you can't curse people. It said in Shemos in Chav Beis, which is Mishpatim, which is another parsha that lists, right, a million mitzvos. Can't curse anybody. So he wants to ask a very powerful question. Why does he have to tell me you can't curse a deaf mute? Im kalona mar cheresh. Here we go. Ma cheresh min yuchad shu b'chayim yatsa hamei shir b'chayim. Lashon Rashi. And that is based on Torah's Konim, which is the Midrash Halacha and Sefer Vayikra. So what's it come to teach you here? That a cheresh is alive. So you're allowed to curse someone who's dead. Because a guy who's dead, doesn't matter.
Well, why can't we learn that from the last one? So why do you need Davka Cheresh? Why can't you just learn that from Lo Ta'or?
Okay, so he wants to say, you think Lo Ta'or is you can't curse someone who's alive, anybody? I'm going to tell you a bigger chiddush. He can hear you, and by the way, neither can Dead Joe.
If you just taught Lota Or, then you would think, oh, it's only when he's not a cheresh. You think that only when he's like a normal, not whatever, when he's healthy and everything's good, then you can curse him.
Why?
Because
no, but why Lota Or doesn't have a cheresh?
Because he can't hear you.
Yeah.
So
he's not going to clock you.
So that's why. Kind of.
What
Lota Or says, oh, it's excluded than
Cheresh.
What's the
Havamin
and Lota Or? Then I now need this new
Pasuk. Right. So it seems to be that he wants. So the new Pasuk is coming that I can't teach a Cheresh, but I might be able. The Chiddush of the second Pasuk is I can't curse a dead person.
You can curse a dead
person. I can't curse a dead person. So the Cheresh is saying, making me a Chiluk. That since I can't curse a Cheresh who can't hear me, yeah, but dead Joe also can't hear me.
So then it's really nothing special in the fact that he's a cheresh.
It's that he's alive. Right, exactly. Right. So if I make a chiluk between dead Joe and Yankala is alive and I'm not allowed to curse him. Dead Joe, curse away.
Why don't I just add?
Because you think Lota Or Amcha is referring to people who are alive.
If you say Etacheresh, then you could say Lota Or is saying don't curse anyone. Etacheresh is also Etacheresh, which excludes the person who's dead.
You could have just added another word earlier and saved yourself a couple words. Fair.
Too removed to be the point of the
point. Okay, fair. Of a Midrash B'Gemara, let's continue reading. Enochin, he argues and says what? Ella. His zirakasuv b'nichbadim ba'am. That what is it referring to when the Torah tells us if you look at the full context of the pasuk is in Shmos is Elokim lo tikalel v'nasi b'amcha lo ta'or. What the nasi, that is only referring to a noble individual. So,
what about your
Stam Joe? The Prime Minister, right? The President, the Head of State, the political leader. They're not the curse. Let's continue reading. So what is our Parsha saying? I understand, for every reason, I'm allowed to curse a noble individual. So why does it? Because the cheresh is the bottom rung of the social economic ladder. Because they do not have an ability to really have an ability to work or to function in the same way as the average person. So if I'm not allowed to curse Yankale, for sure I can't curse anybody who's in a higher social economic situation. Ki min harosh v'arasof akob b'chal hazara. Ah, so what's one extreme is a nasibam chalot or a prince, and a cheresh that includes a whole gamut of people. Mikatzeh lakatzeh, from one end to the other. That's what Ramban is saying. Let's continue reading, because this is something pretty amazing. Umilat ba'amcha nidrash, prasem ma'aseh amcha letzir rishay. But it says nasi ba'amcha, so the guy has to be ba'amcha. Who is part of the nation? We learn this also later on. Ask a person who's involved in Torah mitzvah. It could be guys of Russia. If the guy's wicked, maybe you're allowed to curse a wicked person. Right? But now, all that the Ramban's not going to be happy with. Take a look at this Ramban. Here we go. Let me tell you why does it say a cheresh for the cursing. Even though a cheresh yankala can hear, he's not going to be upset if you curse him. Because if you don't hear that you're being cursed, it doesn't really impact you, right? I say, Zach is a jerk and a yatz and a pug. He'll be upset. But he can't hear, can't hurt him, right? He doesn't know.
So does that mean also Tom Hines on his back?
That's Lashon Hara, right. Oh, so here it seems to be, no, but this is also bothering me. Like Lashon Hara, you can't say. But like cursing, so... I think when they mean cursing, I think they don't mean like what I was saying about Zach. Which are, right. Like what I was saying with Zach, I think that wasn't right, because that's like insulting him. Like, curse is, by the way, Yiddish. My Yiddish is terrible. Basically non-existent. But there's a great curses in Yiddish. Like, when you grow like a carrot with your head in the ground and your feet reaching to the sky. Right? That's like a bad curse. So that's, let's talk, yeah. Let's. So I think when here...
When you have to be a farmer, like...
Yeah, it could be. Maybe like a potato. Yeah.
Brother.
Yeah.
Years ago, he says like you should like keep an umbrella and still go inside yourself.
Really?
Yeah.
Which was like a Yiddish translation. Yeah. English. See? So for whatever reason, so I think that's in my cursing. That's in my cursing, right? May you know, break every limb in your body. May you break a leg. May you, whatever the term may be, right? So not that they're denigrating you, like you're a jury. That's why Lashon Hara, but curse, right? Which would not necessarily fall out under the rubric of Lashon Hara. Right?
No.
Sorry?
I my entire thing was the opposite. That this is kind of just like an expansion of Kedoshim to you, for example. You have, we'll use an example of Lotech Halel HaKedosh. That's to say, don't now take advantage of those who can't acknowledge it or aren't aware of what you're doing. And don't put them down.
Right, so what's fascinating with this Ramban is how expansive does he want to be? Is it a literal cheresh and a literal curse? Because we know, how does the Gemara learn, don't put a stumbling block in front of the blind? It's not literal. It's what? Don't trick people. Don't put a... What's a stumbling block? This is expanded in halacha a great deal, right? Don't teach the wrong halacha because they're going to stumble. Don't give them bad advice, right? Don't give them bad advice, right? Not give bad advice to somebody. So it's a non-literal stumbling block and a non-literal blind person, right? That's, which by the way, in halacha is very dangerous, because like when do you start using non-literal understandings of halacha? Can get yourself, Shabbat not literal. Shabbat is, conceptual. Okay, let's continue. So again, even though this deaf person can't hear the curse, Torah says, "Vein tzirich lamar b'shamim shid b'ishu v'harga ah v'yichar lemar." Ah, so the Ramban says the following kavachomer. He says, "Listen, if you're not allowed to curse a person who can't hear you and wouldn't be angry at you, for sure you're not allowed to curse the person who will hear you and who's going to be angry at you." Right, that's exactly what Will said. That was the kavachomer that Will said. V'od ki yazir behoveh. He's obviously going to warn you in the most common. The word hoveh doesn't mean present. Means the most common. Right? Dibir hakatuv behoveh is a very famous expression. Shadam nekalel cheresh. A person will curse a person who's deaf. Umachshil ha'iver. And we'll put a stone back from a blind. Shelo yiramehem. I'm not afraid of that. That guy can't get back at me. Why? I'm going to put a banana peel. He's not going to know who did it. He's right. He has no idea how that banana peel or that rock got in his way. Lo yiramehem. Ki lo yadu v'lo yavinu. They don't know. They have no idea. Al kein v'yareis amelokecha. Shuroa Nistaro. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Roa Nistaro. He sees whatever secret. Vosif Lav Acher Mi Bimoshalim. And therefore, he added an additional negative commandment to those people for those people who are ruling. V'nasi v'dayan, for the nasi and the dayan, b'avor shederach anashim v'kalalam v'chevje mishkavam. Going back to Shmos, who are you more likely to curse? That politician, hope he puts his feet in the ground and his legs reaching towards the sky. The taxes and the this and the that and the HST and the GST. And one day the gas went up like 20 cents overnight. Like, what happened? Remember that? A couple weeks ago. Like, what's going on? Remember that day? Like, right?
Tax plan.
Yeah, I don't know. Tax plan, carbon tax, this tax, right? Bavur Shederach. I was at my mechanic today. It's so, the guy, it's like Israeli. It's like an Israeli cafe. It's like they drink coffee and they just schmooze. It's like the people, you know what they do? Young guys, oh, this is my car. So they tell me a story where basically this guy was complaining. It's like five Israelis. They're like, oh, I speak Hebrew. You're in Israel? I'm like, oh, little, but I speak Hebrew because I speak Hebrew. They're like, we've never met a king who speaks Hebrew like you. I'm like, okay. So I took it as a compliment. But one guy complained, why did he leave Israel? He moved here, moved back to Israel, and after 3 months he had to leave. Why? He wanted to be a mechanic in Israel. And he was paying, the government made him pay taxes on being a mechanic before he actually started working. So it's like a licensing fee and a tax fee before he had any clients. So he's like, he's losing money before he can like ramp a business. So him and his wife left. So a guy like that is for sure cursing. My point is, a guy like that is cursing the government, right? That's my point. But I see what then. But Vorsha Derech Anashim Lekalam, the Chedje Mishkavam. Who you curse those politicians? Kasher Behishvato Yetzer Rasha. From the judgment, evil will come out. But there's a problem. If you curse the leaders, if you curse the nasi, the prince, and you curse the various leaders, it's going to lead to a lot of trouble. Why? Because the average Joe Shmo will come to hate them. There'll be some type of revolt. And we know that there's nothing worse than a lawless society. You need law, you need to be grounded, which, by the way, the Ramban is very much, again, the Ramban grew up in a system where he saw a lot of perverted law, but nonetheless, he did grow up in a very law, but he grew up in Aragon, right, in Spain, where there was law. Like I said, corrupt law a little bit, but there definitely was a sense of law and order, and I guess for that, he was somewhat grateful. Yeah, that's actually true. Yeah. What was it? And the famous dispute with Ramban and Pablo Cristiani. So there's a great line. The king. So Ramban debated a Jew who was a Shumad who converted to Christianity publicly, and the king gave him the king of Aragon basically sent him freedom of speech, which was unheard of in those days, that Jews didn't have freedom of speech when they were debating. He had freedom of speech. The problem with Pablo Cristiani published an inaccurate account of the conversation. And so the Ramban published what's called the Vikuach. It's written up in the Kitvei Ramban. We have a copy of the Kitvei Ramban. It's actually pretty amazing. We have a copy of it. But the problem is that the king said to the Ramban, I got to expel you. The Ramban said, why? Because the king said, listen, I told you that you're allowed to